Dictation for Nathaniel Flamister, Nathaniel Flamister, date of birth 3/13/72, date of accident is 12/27/2023, date of visit 12/16/2025. The patient was a pedestrian and was hit by a running car, leading to severe problems like issues in the neck, which required cervical fusion surgery, and issue with the lower back. And pain in the right shoulder and left shoulder. The surgery for the lumbar spine was done in 2020 at Henry Ford Hospital, and shoulder surgery was done at Mercyland in 2020 for a prior accident. The previous accident was in 2015. Currently, patient has been having an ongoing pain in the neck and the mid back, lower back. Pain in both the elbow, both the shoulders and right hip and left knee as a major issues, with radiation to both arms and both legs ongoing. The patient was not a good candidate for spinal injections as he had a lot of fibrosis inside, and it was not easy to produce a needle inside. He has a 6-inch scar in the lumbar region and 1-inch scar in the neck area for the surgeries that were done. Today he reports the symptoms are still ongoing. They are around 7. Headaches are 7. ADS are affected 7.
I didn't mark you.
Yeah, continuing dictation for Nathaniel Flamister. He reports 30 to 40% improvement in his symptoms. Kindly review the record for ADLs. For system review. Additional issues. Substance abuse and a compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure is 185/85, pulse is 79, pulse ox 100%. Rest of the exam will come from the previous visit of 11/18/2025, dictation number 1125-007. The left shoulder appears to be completely normal on examination now with range of motion of 180 degrees. The right shoulder is also completely normal with the range of motion of 180 degrees. Previous issues that the patient had have improved, all the spasm, other rotator cuffs, and the labral tear have improved quite significantly. Patient has already had a cervical spine fusion, and no other treatment is being offered at this time. Spinal cord stimulation device was discussed. Laser treatment has also been discussed with the patient. He is leaving for Oklahoma today for his grandfather's death, and so when he comes back, other modalities can be discussed at more length. His labs were reviewed, and new labs have been ordered and reviewed. He's provided with the following medications, which is Celebrex 200 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Acifex 20 milligram twice a day for stomach pain, Tylenol with codeine number 4 for pain, Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety, Zoloft 50 milligram at night for anxiety and depression, Lidoprim ointment for topical pain relief. His physical therapy has been discontinued, and chiropractic also. He is released to a light duty job, 7 hours, 5 days, with 5-pound lifting limit with a light duty constraint. So far, the patient is stable. He'll be seen in January or February upon his return from out of the state. Thank you.